Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
You might as well just listen. I've got some good news. Yeah, I promised to do that for you. I've got some good news for you. And will every day. Crime, now at an all-time low or very close. Been a lot of talk over the past couple of years about rising crime, and there is a good reason for that. Violent crime and murder have been up in the U.S. the last couple of years. At least 2015 and 16 it was up. May have slightly retreated in 2017. We don't have final stats yet. But the real story continues to be how violent crime and crime in general has fallen in the United States since 1993. Crime in this country has fallen dramatically since the middle of the first term of Bill Clinton. And it's been a dramatic decline. It's not the result of police departments changing the numbers or victims deciding it's pointless to report crimes. Recent FBI crime data is more reflective of actual crime incidents than of several decades ago, meaning that today's violent crime rate is probably not really more than twice that of the early 1960s. Since 1965, Gallup polling has been asking Americans, is there an area near where you live, that is within a mile, where you'd be afraid to walk alone at night? In October of 2017, just 30% of respondents said yes, tying an all-time low. And there's no place near my house that close I'd be afraid to walk at night. The murder rate in 2014, lower than at any time since the FBI started keeping track back in 1960. Absolutely remarkable. And to go over this again, violent crime near at an all-time low in 2014, maybe up just a click since then, but it's remarkably low. And think about this. In that time frame, two things. First of all, Barack Obama was president, so he'll take credit for the low crime. But another huge phenomenon occurred during that time frame, which is Americans, millions of them, went and bought guns. A lot of them, millions of guns. Barack Obama was the greatest gun salesman in world history. By accident, but so what? He was the greatest gun salesman in world history. As a result, more people have concealed carry permits today than ever. More guns are in America today than ever. And the crime rate continues to plummet, which is kind of odd considering if you listen to the Democrats, guns lead to crime. Guns mean crime. Guns mean murder. But apparently that's just not true. And it's strange because millions of Americans refuse to believe that it's getting better. Millions of Americans refuse to understand that a crime is lower and crime is getting better. Now, why is that, do you think? Why is it that people just don't? Is it because of the news and all the negative storylines that they're fed every day? Now, more Americans get their news from local television broadcasts than any other source. And, of course, the unofficial motto since I used to work in local news is, if it bleeds, it leads. Of course. Show me crime. Show me a shooting. Show me a murder. Show me something, you know, to keep my attention for more than 13 seconds. And, of course, politicians might have been guilty of ginning things up a wee bit along the way. We need crime control. We need gun control. Too many criminals. And look at your nightly news. And then people arrive at the conclusion that somehow crime is on the rise. But it's not. It's not. So, you know, here we are with all-time crime lows. The world doing better economically. And yet, if you watched your local news or CNN or MSNBC, you would have the notion that somehow things are going in the toilet. Which brings me back to the ridiculous notion. My daughter in school says it's routine for people she knows to say, look how bad America is. And I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, it's disgusting. these spoiled children with their nearly perfect lives badmouth America because what? You didn't get enough screen time today? What, you were told that America had slaves 200 years ago before you were ever even five generations out from being conceived of? America's a bad place because why? We enforce our border? What is it exactly that makes America a bad place? But this is the notion that these young people have. And what you tolerate, your grandchildren will embrace. Believe me on that. What you tolerate, your children and grandchildren will embrace and say that's okay. And that's why you need to stand up and speak out when people trash talk the country and trash talk what's going on here and try to convince you or others that America's a bad place or an unfair place or an unjust place. None of those things are true, of course. Or that America's a dangerous place. America's not a dangerous place. If you take out a handful of counties in America, Chicago comes to mind, Cook County comes to mind. If you take out a handful of counties in America, the chance of you being involved with a violent crime, you being the victim of a violent crime, is almost nil. I mean, the chance of you being the victim of a random violent crime is almost zero. Now, if you're involved with spousal abuse or something, that's something somebody close to you or something of that nature, or a homicide usually comes back to somebody you know if it's not involved with drugs or gangs. But the chance of you being involved with a violent crime randomly in America is almost zero. It's about time somebody started telling you the truth out there, and I'll do it. Meanwhile, by the way, jobless claims remain at a half-century low. See, so crime is non-existent, and jobs are everywhere. And how can you take this as anything but good news? By the way, 72% of all blue-collar workers optimistic about the future. 67% are happy. Also, all-time record highs. Things are looking up, my friends, on a beautiful Friday, 25 after.